the story of the emperor and the king. The commentaries tell us that the story is speaking about the deep connection between Hashem and the Jewish people, and how despite the fact that at times it seems as if the connection has been broken, or there are incredible forces trying to separate them, eventually they're able to get through all of this, and they're able to unite and reunite and form the permanent bond that's desired. At one point in the story, the daughter of the emperor is traveling, and they have an encounter with pirates, and she and her maidens succeed in killing these pirates and taking over all of their fantastic wealth. And they make a decision at that point, trying to choose what's most precious. Since they have limited space, they can only take so much, so they decide to discard the copper and silver and only take gold and precious stones. When a person wants to come close to Hashem, when a person wants to serve Hashem, part of what's needed is for the person to really understand well what Hashem wants. Rabbi Nachman stresses throughout his teachings the study of Torah and the observance of the mitzvahs and praying to Hashem. The Torah is compared to gold. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Hanechmodim mizohov umipozrov." The Torah is more precious than gold and even the finest of gold. Tefillah, when we talk about praying to Hashem, Rabbi Nachman emphasizes that the way that a person composes a prayer to Hashem is by identifying the good points in themselves and the good points in their situation. And after a person realizes that things are not all bad, and that I'm not all bad, that's when a person has the ability to open their mouth and pray to Hashem. So that tefillah, prayer, is symbolized by this concept of precious stones, being able to identify these tiny little points of good inside myself, inside my situation, and use that as a springboard to sing to Hashem, to pray to Hashem, so that the gold and the precious stones represent Torah and Tefillah.